Yeah. Jata.
Jata.
One who has awakened.
One who has awakened.
Shraddha.
Shraddha.
Faith.
Faith.
Mattatasu.
Mattatasu.
In the descriptions of my glories.
In the descriptions of my glories.
Nirvinaha.
Nirvinaha.
Disgusted.
Disgusted.
Sarva.
Sarva.
With all.
With all.
Dharmasu.
Dharmasu.
Activities.
Activities.
Veda.
Veda.
He knows.
He knows.
Dukkha.
Dukkha.
Misery.
Misery.
Atmakam.
Atmakam.
Constituted of.
Constituted of.
Kaman.
Kaman.
All types of sense gratification.
All types of sense gratification.
Parityage.
Parityage.
In the process of renouncing.
In the process of renouncing.
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
Although.
Although.
Anishwara.
Anishwara.
Unable.
Unable.
Tattara.
Tattara.
Due to such faith.
Due to such faith.
Vajeta.
Vajeta.
He should worship. Mam,
mam,
me,
me,
kritaha,
kritaha,
remain happy,
remain happy,
shradalu,
shradalu,
being faithful,
being faithful,
kritaha,
kritaha,
resolute,
resolute,
nishchayaha,
nishchayaha,
conviction,
conviction,
yushamanaha,
yushamanaha,
engaging in,
engaging in,
cha, also.
Also,
tan,
that,
kaman,
kaman,
sense gratification,
sense gratification,
dukkha,
dukkha,
misery,
misery,
vrata, leading to, cha,
also,
garnayam,
garnayam,
you're hinting of, translation, having awakened faith in the narration of my glories, being disgusted with all material activities, knowing that all sense gratification leads to misery, but still being unable to renounce all sense enjoyment, my devotee should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction. Even though he is sometimes engaged in sense enjoyment, my devotee knows that all sense gratification leads to a miserable result, and he sincerely repents such activities. Report. This goes on a little bit. The beginning stage of pure devotional service is described here by the Lord. A sincere devotee has practically seen that all material activities lead only to sense gratification, and all sense gratification leads only to misery. Thus, a devotee's sincere desire is to engage 24 hours a day in the loving service of Lord Krishna without any personal motivation. The devotee sincerely desires to be established in his constitutional position as the Lord's eternal servant, and praised the Lord, elevating him to this exalted position. The word Anishwara, the word Anishwara indicates that because of one's past sinful activities and bad habits, one may not immediately be able to completely extinguish the enjoying spirit. The Lord here encourages such a devotee not to be overly depressed or morose, but to remain enthusiastic and go on with his loving service. The word nirvina, nirvina sarvakarmashi, disgusted. The word nirvina indicates that a sincere devotee, although somewhat entangled in the remnants of sense gratification, is completely disgusted with material life and under no circumstances willingly commits sinful activities. In fact, he avoids every kind of materialistic activity. The word kaman, yudhinasavakam, or in the next one, the word kaman. The word kaman basically refers to sex attraction and its byproducts in the form of children, home, and so forth. Within the material world, the sex impulse is so strong that even a sincere candidate in the loving service of the Lord may sometimes be disturbed by sex attraction or by lingering sentiments for wife and children. A pure devotee certainly feels spiritual affection for all living entities, including the so-called wife and children, but he knows that material bodily attraction leads to no good, for it simply entangles one and one's so-called relatives in a miserable chain reaction of fruitive activities. The word dritta nishchaya, steadfast conviction, that's in the second verse, indicates that in any circumstance a devotee is completely determined to go on with his prescribed duties for Krishna. Thus he thinks, by my previous shameful life, my heart is polluted with many illusory attachments. Personally, I have no power to stop them. Only Lord Krishna within my heart can remove such inauspicious contamination. But whether the Lord removes such attachments immediately or lets me go on being afflicted by them, I will never give up my devotional service to Him. Even if the Lord places millions of obstacles in my path, and even if, because of my offenses, I go to hell, I will never for a moment stop serving Lord Krishna. I'm not interested in mental speculation and fruitive activities. Even if Lord Brahma personally comes before me offering such engagements, I will not be even slightly interested. Although I am attached to material things, I can see very clearly that they lead to no good, because they simply give me trouble and disturb my devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, I sincerely repent my foolish attachments to so many material things, and I am patiently awaiting Lord Krishna's mercy. The word Sita, the word Krita indicates that a devotee feels exactly like a son. Krita means remaining happy. The word Krita indicates that a devotee feels exactly like the son or subject of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is very attached to his relationship with the Lord. Therefore, although sincerely lamenting occasional lapses into sense enjoyment, he never gives up his enthusiasm to serve Lord Krishna. If a devotee becomes too morose or discouraged in devotional service, he may drift into an impersonal consciousness or give up his devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, the Lord here advises that although one should sincerely repent, he should not become chronically depressed. One should understand that because of his past sins, he must occasionally suffer disturbances from the material mind and senses. But one should not therefore become a devotee of detachment, as do the speculative philosophers. Although one may desire detachment to purify one's devotional service to the Lord, if one becomes more concerned with renunciation than with acting for the pleasure of Lord Krishna, he is misunderstanding the position of loving devotional service. Faith in Lord Krishna is so powerful that in due course of time it will automatically award detachment and perfect knowledge. If one gives up Lord Krishna as the central object of one's worship and concentrates more on knowledge and detachment, one will become deviated from one's progress and going back home, back to Godhead. A sincere devotee of the Lord must be sincerely convinced that simply by the strength of devotional service and the mercy of Lord Krishna, he will achieve everything auspicious in life. One must believe that Lord Krishna is all merciful and that he is the only real goal of one's life. Such determined faith, combined with a sincere desire to give up sense enjoyment, will carry one past the obstacles of this world. The words Jati Gandaha Matrikasu, verse 1, are most significant here. By faithful hearing of the mercy and glories of the Lord, one will gradually be free from all material desire and clearly see at every moment the utter frustration of sense gratification. Chanting the glories of the Lord with firm faith and conviction is a tremendously powerful spiritual process that enables one to give up all material possessions. There's actually nothing inauspicious in the devotional service of the Lord. Occasional difficulties experienced by a devotee are due to his previous material activities. On the other hand, the endeavor for sense gratification is completely inauspicious. Thus, sense gratification and devotional service are directly opposed to each other. In all circumstances, one should therefore remain the Lord's sincere servant, always believing in his mercy. Then one will certainly go back home and back to God. Tomorrow, Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasaya Vichalesh Bhakti Bhakti Vidanta Swami Vidyama. Namaste Sarasate Deve Gaura Bhadi Vichara Devi Sesa. Shuddhi Vaitra Chacha Deva Satarane. Oma Yavan Timbalanda Sadanandana Sadakaya Chatsu Vidyama Jain Tazimansi Vidyama. As it says in the purport, the beginning stage of pure devotional service is described through the Lord. So this is describing a person who is committed to the path of pure devotional service, but is still in the beginning and so is not yet pure. So this is sort of here are the conditions of being committed to the path of pure devotional service. Jata Shraddha Bhakti Pasu. First of all, Shraddha, faith, Jata is faith. This person has faith. Bhakti Pasu, in the power of the holy name, in the power of chanting Krishna's glory. In the power of hearing and chanting of God, the purifying power of these things, of the process of devotional service centered around glorifying the Lord. That faith is there. Nivina Sarva Karmasu. And as a result of this conviction and commitment, path of devotional service is disgusted with all karma, that is to say, material activities, which is to say, sense gratification, is disgusted. Why? Disgusted. Because Veda karma kan kama, Veda means he knows. He knows that what it really says here is that the essence or the essential nature of all sense gratification is dukkha, suffering. Sense gratification is really composed of suffering. Because of dukkha, suffering, atmanam. This is the soul of sense gratification, suffering. That it leads to suffering, it causes suffering. It's like candy-coated poison. You take it because it's a candy coating. It's nice, but then as soon as the candy coating dissolves, you die. That's sense gratification. They're all poison pills. Prabhupada gives this example, you know, the Visha Kanya. apparently been practiced some time. Kanya means a young girl, a married girl, for me. So a king would take a tiny girl, a baby girl, and as she grew up, every day in her food would put some poison in it, so that by the time she arrived at the age of 15 or 16, every day it was increasing more and more, so she was consuming huge doses of poison in her food every day because she gradually became accustomed to it, didn't affect her. But she was totally lethal. This is the early example of what is called a venom fowl. So then he would send this girl to his political enemy. He would embrace her and fall down there. You know, later on in the 1930s, you have Hollywood movies, you know, like Kiss of the Spider Woman and so on. But all sense of identification is poison. Like cigarettes, you know, you basically call a cigarette. People are thinking they're enjoying, but actually it's hookah. So he knows this, therefore he's disgusted. But then it says, however, in the process of renouncing Anishwara, he's not in control. Anishwara, he's not the master of his senses. So that's the position that, of course, devotees find themselves in when they enter their devotional service. They're committed, they have faith in the process of Krishna consciousness, where it's going. They realize that sense gratification is antithetical to this. And so they really are disgusted with material activities. They know the essence of all sense gratification. Is dukkha. It only leads to suffering. But still, sometimes he is unable to renounce all sense gratification. So Anishwara is not really the master. So what to do? This is really what he says. Because he has the Shraddha, due to this Shraddha, in spite of this, he should worship me, Kritaha, happily, should be happy in his worship. There's, in other words, one should not become, as it says, you're chronically depressed and say, oh, I can't do it, and I give up. Here, in the purport, two ways of giving up. You just give up on the whole thing. It's not possible. It can't be done. It won't work. You become discouraged if you give up. Or the other thing that happens, probably not in our country, but in India, You say it's not working, so you take to some other process. I'm going to take up some process of yoga and get involved in severe austerities and those kind of things make the heart hard. Now, one has to have the conviction that actually the process of devotional service carried on and the proper conditions will ultimately destroy all these material desires. Because in the most service, the conviction is, how will all these things, their contamination from the past, so many births, my sinful activities, my heart is dirty, I have turned away from the Lord, I've come to the material world, I've been committing crimes one after another, now I'm coming to devotional service, but because of my criminal past, my unsavory activities in the past, still there's all these dirty things in the heart. And I know that they will actually be removed by the Lord in due course of time. But I'm surrendered. I will go on practicing. So he says you should remain happy. Let us say, enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness and worshiping Shraddhalu, again the word Shraddha, and Dalu is Shraddha, and Dutta is China. Firm conviction. You just don't quit. This is the characteristic of one who wants to be successful with an ego. You want to do anything worthwhile. There are usually setbacks and discouragements, sometimes coming from yourself, coming from others. But those people who succeed are those who don't quit. They keep on going. So one has to have this attitude with resolute. So this dukkha, strong conviction. And again, if he finds himself sometimes engaged in sense enjoyment, in karma, material activities, he again knows it leads to dukkha and repents. So the idea of remaining happy doesn't mean I say, oh well, so what? I'm just going to say it doesn't matter, not so much. No, the sincere idea of devotee is that when something happens, he saw it. Because he knows this is a complete my devotional service, that it's something bad from the past. It says here that he doesn't willfully do anything, but sometimes one gets mugged. You don't know why, but somehow you get overwhelmed by these desires, and suddenly you're like a puppet. And somehow it's taking control of you. You're a Nishwara. This is something else that's controlling you. So it's not that one deliberately does this thing, but the attitude of repentance is here. You should say the thing. So this is it. And keeps on going and say, okay, these desires will go away in due course of time by Krishna's mercy. It's up to him whether he does it now or later. I don't know why he should want to do it later, but nevertheless, I'm not the judge of Krishna. So I would just patiently go on and carry on in Krishna consciousness, and I will await His mercy. This is the sense of being completely dependent upon Krishna's mercy. This is also part of the meaning of this word, Prita. It's attached to the relationship with Krishna. So this is the instruction that Krishna gives to Uddhava. By the way, the next verses are kind of interesting. He continues, when an intelligent person engages constantly in worshiping me through loving devotional service, as described by me, his heart becomes firmly situated in me. So one comes to that point of being firmly situated, fixed up in devotional services, and then there's a verse which is almost just very close to a verse that's in the first canto, second chapter. Vidyate Hridaya Granthas Chityante Sarva Samshayaha Shiyante Chashakarmani Pate Mai Triste Tilatmani. That's it. He says, the knot in the heart is pierced. The material attachments are called Hridaya Granthi. The desire to enjoy in the world is like the knot in the heart. So this knot is broken free. Chidyante Hridaya Granthas, Chidyante Sarva Samshaya, all these things are chopped up. Chiyamde, says Paramani, and this chain of karma is terminated. Mayi vissay apila atmani, when I am seen as the Supreme Personality of God. So that's this process of describing. So that's the condition. Now, I just want to point out that although this is in the 11th chapter, Prabhupada has actually given us This verse is in the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna says, those persons who execute their duties according to my injunctions, ye me matam nidam nityam, and who anantishtanti manavaha, who regularly execute my matam, my injunctions, nityam, and you follow this teaching faithfully, sharanagato, without envy, anasuyata, for they have also, there are people who are sharanagataha, they have faith, and are anasuyata, without any hostility for the Lord. He becomes free from the bondage of food and activity. The Prabhupada says to the Lord, one should have firm faith in this injunction without envying the Lord. There are many philosophers who write comments on the Bhagavad Gita but have no faith in Krishna. They will never be liberated from the bondage of fruitive action. But an ordinary man, with firm faith in the eternal injunctions of the Lord, even though unable to execute such orders, see, so here's what Prabhupada is actually, although he doesn't say so, he's referring to these verses here. If you get to see how Prabhupada's mind works, as he thinks in shlokas. So here's what he says, but an ordinary man with firm faith in the eternal injunctions of the Lord, even though unable to execute such orders, up the Adishwara, becomes liberated from the bondage of the law of karma. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, so we said this verse describes the beginning. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, one may not fully discharge the injunctions of the Lord. But because one is not resentful of this principle, that is that one should follow the injunctions of the Lord, because one is not resentful of this principle, and works sincerely without consideration of defeat and hopelessness. That's that line, Work sincerely, without consideration of defeat and hopelessness, he will surely be promoted to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness. So you can see that's like a summary of this verse that Krishna spoke to Uddhava. So it's important to remember this, and to keep this in mind, because one will have difficulty in the beginning recognized by Krishna. So his advice is, don't be discouraged. and known your love. And you can give up in various ways. You give up a devotional service. Maybe you want us to remain pious in some way, but you've given up on the goal. It says in the purport here what the goal is. The devotee's sincere desire is to engage 24 hours a day in loving the service of Lord Krishna without any personal motivation. That's been accepted. The devotee sincerely desires to be established in his constitutional position as the Lord's eternal servant. And he prays the Lord to elevate him to this exalted position. And so when the devotee is being quoted in the purport, it's like this: I will never give up my devotional service to the Lord. Even if the Lord places millions of obstacles in my path, and even if because of my offenses I go to hell, I will never for a moment stop serving the Lord. So this is the attitude that is required, which he says. I'm not interested in little speculation and fruitive activities. Even if Lord Brahma personally comes before me offering such engagements, I will not be even slightly interested. Although I am attached to material things, I can see very clearly that they lead to no good because they simply give me trouble and disturb my devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, I sincerely repent my foolish attachments to so many material things that I am patiently misleading, awaiting for Krishna's mercy. Any questions?
Yeah.
You're speaking of material desires, talking about the heart. Sometimes I have a hard time believing that these material desires are actually artificial, or you're not a constitution of the soul, or that actually the soul in a pure state has no such material desires.
Why do you think the pure soul has no material desires?
Why?
Yeah.
The pure devotee?
Yeah.
Has no material desires?
Yeah, yeah. You said you find it hard to believe that the soul in this constitutional position has no material
desires. I accept that theory, but when I see it, just how deep strong the material desires are, start having doubts.
So now, okay, I understand the question now. So you have doubts. Well, you should understand that that's an indication. The deepness of the material desires is really an indication of the deepness of love for Krishna. Because love for material desires are intense, are rooted, obsessive, deep. That's because they are the perverted reflection of our love for Krishna. Every soul has prema. When the soul comes into contact with the material motivation, the mode of passion, that prema is converted into kama. So you know how strong kama is? That's how much we love Krishna. It's just now been deflected. So I want you to understand that this intense desire to joy in the world is in its real form an intense desire to serve Krishna. So that what happens in Krishna consciousness, as the heart becomes pure, the desires start to revert to their original form. And in their original form, actually, they are more intense than any material desire. When that begins to happen, it's kind of amazing to see, because you didn't know. Because one thinks that material life is fun and spiritual life is a kind of boring Sunday school. Mark Twain made this famous remark, heaven for climate, hell for society. Get all the really interesting people in the world going to hell, and all the people that are going to heaven were so bored and sort of vitiated and lacking in intensity and so on. So when people before they, when people are, trying to become the pious, but they don't come to platform devotional service, then we don't see that intensity in them. But look at Mahaprabhu, look at the people around him. The intensity of their life is like that. So that's what one has to understand. Now, the fact is that they're deep-rooted. Well, we just have to understand that I committed this crime. I turned away from Krishna and I came to the material world. This is my original aboriginal crime. At that time, I lost my real nature. This is the trauma. You know, all these psychological theories that say people are suffering from some hidden trauma. Otto Rahn thought it was a birth trauma. And other people are saying, you know, it was child abuse. Or, you know, something everybody's suffering from, post-traumatic stress disorder of some kind or another. That's true, but see, the real trauma is coming in the material world. We are suffering. We are traumatized because of the loss of sat, a real existence. We're looking for a sat, true existence, a firm reality, but we don't get it. It's not available. Loss of chit and loss of ananda. And all those things we want are trying to get in the material world, but every time we try to the substitutes available in the material world, we go further into suffering and deprivation. So one has to go back. I mean, so the ultimate cause of this fall down is our abrogation of a relationship with Krishna. So ultimately a devotee has to say to Krishna, please accept me back. I've committed a crime. Usually when there are broken relationships and you go to some mediator, there's faults on both sides, you know, everybody. Marriage, you know, you both have some fault or whatever. But in this case, the fault's all on our side. But many people in the material world are blaming God. That's what this means. Krishna stresses on the Surya. There's no reproach to bring to Krishna. It's like the person who's speaking here in this purport. Whatever he does, he's my Lord. He may go on being afflicted by these attachments. Still, I have no objection to whatever he does. So we have to get over this. So it is very deep-rooted. The other thing about the deep-rootedness is that Prabhupada remarked that he says, every day we should pray to Lord Vishnukadeva to appear in our hearts and uproot our deep-rooted material desires. He said, we should pray by hearing Vishnukadeva, Hridaye Vishnukadeva. You say, Hridaye Vishnukadeva. What you should really do is pray to Vishnukadeva, because the aggregate of all these desires together is the Hridaye Vishnukadeva. And there's a Hiranya Kashyapu there who's bigger and stronger than we are, and we cannot take him on. But if the Srinadeva comes, no problem. You can dispatch him right away. So one should not think it cannot be done, because it is not being done by me. It is being done by Lord Srinadeva. Why doesn't he do it right away? Because we should look and see, what am I really asking for? Am I asking? Maybe I'm saying, yes, Lord, please destroy all my material desires, but not this one. Or please destroy all my material desires, but not yet. I mean, you really have to want them to go. That much we can do. Okay? Yeah.
Was there some reason you chose this verse? your favorite verse?
I like this verse very much, and I think I would like to bring it to the attention of devotees, because many people are in the beginning stages of devotional service, most of us, so we should know how to conduct ourselves and see where this instruction comes from Krishna. We should show that Prabhupada already told us, but we may not have noticed, even if he didn't get through the 11th canto of this translation. Anything else? Now, what we're going to do next is, of course, we'll reconvene at 8 o'clock and have Guru Puja. When Guru Puja ends, we usually go to this side and have a kirtan for the deities. But we are going to immediately go into taking Radha and Krishna out into the backyard and swimming there. The swing has been set up in that little pergola or whatever it is in the backyard. What is that called? In the backyard, in the swing bed. And so I suggest that since there's a few minutes, if you want to go get your outside shoes and have them, you can do it now. See the problem?